听众朋友，平安，很高兴你来到活在耶稣里网站收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是赵约翰牧师，他用圣经真理教导你如何在充满罪恶和诱惑的世界上活出丰盛的人生，来荣神益人。
整个世界在朝向一个不讲究绝对的真理，没有绝对的真理，越来越不讲是非道德对错的，跟上帝对着干的道路。
We are a world, a society that's walking in the direction of there's no truth involved in any way, form or manner anymore.
Connolly 的享乐主义跟现代的后现代主义呢又结合在一起，这个更糟糕。
So Connolly's philosophy is, and we tie that together with postmodernism.
我们知道这个后现代主义有一个大师啊，叫做这个人哈，他在1984年。
So there's this famous person, he's a postmodernist.
他在1984年告诉一个年轻人，这个年轻人很害怕艾滋病会死啊，有这样的后果。
And so in 1984, he spoke to a young person. This young person was very afraid of dying
because of AIDS.
Because of AIDS.
他就说，年轻人，如果同一个少男做爱会带给我快乐的话，何乐而不为呢？
But he spoke to this young man. He said, "Young man, if making love to another man brings you happiness, why not do it?"
唯一拦阻你去做的只不过是艾滋病可能会死亡，艾滋病的死亡。
The only barrier that stops you from attaining your happiness was AIDS. And if AIDS can cause you death.But that's fine. Why not?
所以全世当你看见全世界花这么多的钱，人在投资在怎么样防止治愈艾滋病的研究。
You see, a lot of money is being spent around the world to look for cure for AIDS.
如果有一天一旦艾滋病的对人的威胁被挪除的话，
What if one day they succeed and they are able to find a cure for AIDS?
你会发现数不尽的男男女女就会毫不顾忌的放纵他们肉体的情欲，因为再也不怕死亡。
When that day come, you will see a release of sexual promiscuity, and that's becauseDeath is no longer a threat or fear to them.
我相信很可能在你我有生之年要见证到一个败坏无比的时代。
And I believe even in our generation, you and I may be able to witness a generation that is so depraved.
你一定没有想到这个时代会来临。
You probably will not expect that this time will come in our generation.
将来上厕所的时候是由他自己决定他认为他是什么性别来上厕所的。
And just like you may choose to go to the bathroom according to the, your sexual for your gender preference at that time.
不要说是信耶稣的人，连不信耶稣的人也会站起来说 ，Hey, this is common knowledge.
And not just Christian, non-Christian also think this is not common knowledge.
男的进男厕所，女的进女厕所。
Man should go into the man's bathroom and woman to the woman's bathroom.
但是我们很快的就进入一个很任性的时代。
But we are entering, we are in a generation of willfulness.
我想做什么我就做什么。
I do whatever I want to.
我想试什么我就试什么。
Oh, I want to try whatever I want to try.
完全没有敬畏上帝的心。
As totally an ignorance to reverence of God.
有的时候在教会里面 也开始出现弟兄姊妹很任性的情况。
And willfulness happens in church as well.
弟兄姊妹想做什么就做什么。
And brothers and sisters will choose to do whatever they want to do.
完全没有敬畏上帝的心。
Totally ignoring and not having a reverence heart after God.
当我们进入这样的一个任性享乐的一个世代，我们很难想象那会是一个怎么样的情况。
When we enter into a society that's such a full of willfulness, we can hardly imagine what kind of a society that is.
我可以告诉你大概是什么样的情况。
But I can roughly tell you what kind of a society that is.
整个社会开始有形无形的鼓励人放弃你的灵性，释放你的肉体，让你的肉体做主，消费你的生命。
That is a society that unconsciously encourage us to abundant spirituality, to indulge in the pleasure of your flesh, and to let your body take control and just do what you want and waste your life away.
教会开始慢慢也受到影响。
The church has slowly also been influenced by this as well.
我们教会只讲宽容，不讲公义。
Within our church, let's just talk about including everyone. Let's not talk about holiness.
不讲圣洁，只讲包容，只讲爱，不讲纪律。
And let's just talk about love and forget about discipline. And about tolerance and not about righteousness.
教会开始以人的感受，教会的人数和奉献，这个是最重要的。
And the church starts to put priority on the numbers in the attendance and in offerings.
我们人怎么想，不是在乎上帝怎么想。
It all matters about how we feel, not about how God thinks.
我们讨论事情的时候都是想说，哇，这样的决定别人会怎么想，不是说上帝啊他会怎么想。
And we make come together and make decision. We think about what would others think and not about how and what would God think about us.
原谅我说，有的时候教会以慕道友是最大的，谁也不敢得罪他。
And forgive me when I say this. Some churches treat friends and visitors at a higher priority.
他们是 number one， 谁也不能让他们不高兴。
And we the church try to please these people to the extent that they are the number one.
我不知道，当教会慢慢的远离上帝的道的时候，上帝怎么和教会同在
？I don't know how what God would do when a church walks so far away from Him.What would God do to these churches?
上帝对教会和人的要求是 fully commit， 是完全单纯的归向。
God's expectation of us and of the church is one that is full as of a full commitment to Him.
你知道有一次撒旦来引诱耶稣。
Do you remember one time when Jesus, when Satan came to tempt Jesus?
耶稣对他的魔鬼对他说，你只要向我下拜，我把万国的荣华都给你。
Satan said to Jesus, just bow down to me and I'll give to you all the glories of this world.
耶稣回答的只有一句话。
And Jesus only answered him this.
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
这里打中魔鬼撒旦的要害。
This hitSatan right in his heart.
因为撒旦不愿意称他为他的主。
Because Satan refused to serve Jesus and worship Jesus.
他的心不愿意臣服在上帝的面前。
His heart, he did not want to give his heart and up to worship God.
他不愿意单单的认他为主。
He does not want to worship God alone.
他要抢夺属于上帝的荣耀。
He wants some of God's glory for himself.
今天，凡是属于神的人，我们是以单单敬拜他作为我们的标记。
For us today as believers, as Christians, the sign of us as a believer is one that truly only worship God.
在摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他面对法老。
When Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt, he went up to the Pharaoh.
他对法老说：“容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
He said here, "Let my people go, so that they may worship me."
其实，在原文的里面是让我的百姓去到旷野，他们好在那里敬拜我。
Chinese translation says serve. English says worship. So the original word of the Bible says worship, to lead the people out so that they may worship God.
他们要离开埃及。
They are to leave Egypt.
他们要到旷野去敬拜他。
To go into the wilderness so that they can worship God.
所以这也是告诉我们，过去我们是在魔鬼撒旦的一个权势的底下。
This symbolizes how in the past we are under the bondage of Satan.
我们在埃及是做奴隶的。
We were slaves in Egypt.
没有真正的自由。
We do not have true freedom.
不是我们上帝造我们原来的样子。
We were not in the original form.Of how God created us.
上帝要把我们从那个光景里面拯救出来。
God wants to save us from there, that scenario.
不单是要赦免我们得罪他的罪。
God not only wants to forgive us of our sin against.
要我们与这个世界有分别。
He wants us to be separated from this world.
让我们的心能够有转变。
So that our heart can be changed.
我们心开始单单的来敬拜他。
Our heart has been changed so that we will worship God and God alone.
侍奉只是敬拜的一小部分。
Serving God is part of worshiping God.
借着侍奉来表达我们对他的爱的回应。
Through serving Him, that is a manifestation of our worship to Him.
但是你的心是归向他。
But your heart it belongs to Him.
很诚实的。单单的敬拜他
truly and faithfully worshiping God alone.
撒旦不愿意
but Satan refused to do that.
但是属神的儿女说我愿意
but we who belong to God, we are children of God, we say we're willing.
但是你知道那些从埃及被拯救出来的百姓
but those Israelites who were saved out of Israel,
他们在
Egypt.
他们在旷野里面，他们的心在哪里
？While they were in the wilderness, where do you think their hearts were?
他们的心总是在想，哇，很怀念埃及的西瓜、大蒜。
While their hearts were, they kept thinking back of how good their lives were in Egypt, the watermelon and
大蒜、啊、
and the garlic.
还有这个火锅、啊、
and hot pot.
他们的人已经离开埃及了，心还留在埃及。
Physically, they may have left Egypt, but their hearts were still there.
很不幸的是，这些离开埃及的人后来没有能够进到上帝应许的流奶与蜜之地。
Sadly, the Israelites who left Egypt did not enter into the promised land.Of God that was flowing with honey and milk.
他们没有份于永恒的安息。
They have no part with the peace that comes with eternal life.
因此，我们弟兄姊妹，我们要好好的思想，因为今天有许多的人他在教会里面，但是他的心不在耶稣基督里。
And so, brothers and sisters, think about this.In a church today, many of us may be in a church, but our hearts are not here.
我们的 heartbeat, 我们的心是没有与神一起同步的。
Our heartbeats are not in line with God.
我们的人坐在教会里。
You're physically here.
但是我们的心是在这个世界里。
But your heart is beating with the world.
是不是将来我们也无份于天国的筵席
？Does it mean too then we have no part with the promise of eternity in heaven?
我们看到 那些在旷野里的以色列人说，哈，他们真是糟糕。
We look at those Israelites that were wandering in the wilderness. We go, how they have terrible. This is so terrible.
但是你知道，今天会有很多很多的人在教会里面是一样的。
But you know that there are many of us in church today that are just like them.
因为他们人虽然在教会里，但是跟这个世界没有什么两样。
Because these people may physically be sitting in a church.But their hearts are no different from the world.
上帝是不能被欺骗。
God cannot be deceived.
神看穿、看透我们每一个人的心。
God sees right through every one of our hearts.
有的人可以欺骗你的配偶。
Some of us, we can deceive our spouse.
可以瞒过你的同事、你最亲近的家人和朋友。
You can trick your friends in your family.
很多凶手被exposed 曝光的时候，记者都会去访问他的邻居、他的朋友。
A lot of murderers, you know, when they're caught, reporters will go interview their neighbors.
十个有九个人说，哦，他某某先生是一个 friendly people.
9 out of 10.The neighbor would say, well, that murderer, well, he's really friendly.
从来不会想到他会做这样的事。
I would never have thought that he would do such a thing.
哦，因为人可以很容易骗过另外一个人。
That is because we are very good at fooling all the people.
但是人没有办法骗过这位造你的上帝，造你灵魂的上帝。
But we know that we can never ever deceive our God, a God who created us and with a soul.
神要的一个心是一个诚实的心。
The heart that God wants of us is a heart of truthfulness.
是一个完全的心。
An honest heart, a full heart, complete heart.
这个心是完全向着他的心。
This is a heart that is after Him alone.
完全向着他。
And for Him.
这样的一个完全向着他的心有。极大的奖赏 ，great reward.
The heart that is for him after him, brings about a great reward.
那就是有神的同在。
The reward is that you have the presence of God with you.
从今直到永永远远。
From now to forever.
时候要到。
And the time will come.
我们会经历一个非常败坏的一个时代。
That we will live in a time of depravity.
道德沦丧，是非颠倒。
There will be no moral. We call good evil and evil good.
凡是属于主的人要受逼迫。
Those who belong to the Lord will be persecuted.
今天的逼迫不单是来自教会的外面，逼迫已经在教会里面开始。
Persecution doesn't only come outside the church. Persecution are already within the church.
当教会里面出现罪恶的时候，有人起来说：“嘿，这是不对的。”
When sin happened within the church, someone stood up and said, "Well, that was wrong."
但是那个犯罪的人还不需要讲话。
But the person who sinned don't have to say anything yet.
会有其他的人起来对这个人说：“你是没有爱心，你没有宽容。”
But somebody else will stand up and support this person who sinned and accuse the other person and say, "Well, you have no love. You have no love."
所以逼迫是从教会开始的。
Persecution starts from within the church.
你真的要走属神的道路，你会越来越孤单。
If you truly are walking on the road with God, that is a lonely walk.
就好像耶稣基督很孤单地走上十字架的道。
Just like Jesus Christ, who walked by himself to the cross.
但是你不要惧怕。
But do not be afraid.
当你愿意照神所做的去做。
When you do things according to what God has wanted you to do.
你走在神要你越来越像他儿子耶稣基督的道路。
If you walk along the road as God wants you to be, to conform you to the likeness of His Son,
你跟随的不是那一位站起来洁净圣殿的耶稣吗？
Aren't you standing up am walking along with Jesus who is walking towards the temple.
洁净这个圣殿。
Oh, to cleanse the temple.
你不是跟随的是这一位神吗？
Aren't you following this God?
你愿意为讨主的喜悦而活每一天吗？
Are you willing to live your life every day to please God?
你愿意把你的心完全的单单的归向他吗？
Are you willing to only truly give your heart to God truly and alone?
主耶稣应许说，我就与你同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus promised that I will be with you to the ends of the world.
那就是最大的奖赏。
That is the biggest reward.
这不是你所渴慕的吗？
Isn't this what you long after?
你的人在耶稣基督里。
When you are in Christ,
他就必与你同在，直到世界的末了。
He will be with you to the ends of the world.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
谢谢天上的父亲。
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
你差派你的儿子耶稣基督来为我们舍身流血，成为我们的赎罪祭。
For sending your son Jesus Christ to die for us, to redeem us, he shed his blood in on our behalf.
我们谢谢你。
He became our sacrifice, and we thank you, Lord, for that.
愿你在我们的身上得到完全的荣耀。
May you receive all of the glory from us.
也让我们人在教会里，我们的心在耶稣基督里。
May us all, as our physical bodies in church, that our hearts, will also be with Christ.
所以每一个在座的，我们将来都在天上的筵席里。
So that every one of us who are sitting here, we will be in heaven to enjoy your feast.
将一切的荣耀归给你。
We give to you all glory.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all of these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友。如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。